What is up, everybody, and welcome back to episode 51 of the Loofcast? 51 or 52?
Yeah.
We're somewhere along those lines. I know we passed 50 recently. I just don't know if we've done one or two since then.
Jesus, but
it's episode
Christ.
It's episode 51 or it's episode 52. But hello, welcome back. It is officially October, which means spooky season is underway. And we're all having a wonderful time with spooky season,
yeah,
as always.
Of course, I start the episode with punching my microphone.
That's how it goes. The audio bite didn't come through. We're golden.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, it's been a hot minute. We missed the episode after TwitchCon, I know. Because not after TwitchCon, but during TwitchCon. I know.
Yeah.
Because I was gone from the 16th to the 25th. And I could not get the episode that was meant for the 15th edited in time. So, yeah. Here we are.
Which means he should have just sent the footage to me and made me do it. But he's a dumbass.
Here's the thing. I didn't have access to my computer.
Yeah. Well, you should have done it beforehand when you realized
I thought
you didn't
I could get it done.
To fucking edit it.
I thought I could get it done. I was working there and then I passed out and then I had to go.
All right, well, we'll talk about this. We should, like, for at least, like, 5 episodes each, put it on the drive, all right? We'll wipe it out after, once it's up and stuff like that, but, like, we should have a backup just in case, you know,
just
you can't
case.
Edit it,
yeah.
I can download it and get it done.
Yeah. We'll work that out at some point. But, yes, we're back. It's spooky season. It is currently October, I think, 17th. We're a little bit late on this episode, but don't worry about it. We ain't got to worry about it. It's okay.
No, don't worry about it. Shit happened.
Yeah, a lot of stuff's happened, all right? It's all good. But
that's why there's literally going to be no small... There's no even small talk that we can do. We kind of just...
The small talk is
we're about
the episode.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, because he's going to go first with his TwitchCon stories. And then I survived the hurricane.
Yeah, I was gonna say we've got a whole slew of stuff to talk about. We got TwitchCon, we got Hurricane Milton. There was another thing last night that I was thinking of, but I can't remember for the life of me right now.
Life is strange.
That was it. We have a whole slew of things to talk about. So the topic for today is just gonna be me and Oof because we have survived so much shit over the past like couple weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But who's up first?
Right.
Do you want to go?
No, that's you. No,
oh,
it's
is
you.
It me? All right.
We have to go in time here, Bozo.
Okay. Well, long story short, TwitchCon was interesting. As a brief overview of just two really chaotic things that happened. One, there were two car accidents. And two, we almost got evicted from our Airbnb. Now, I can already hear the disappointment in his voice. However, let me tell y'all the stories, okay? Oh, yeah, and then I jokingly got hit by a Cybertruck and survived.
Okay, you're going to have to start from the moment you took off from this fucking airport.
The moment I what?
You got to start from the moment you left San Francisco.
All right, yeah. The moment I left San Francisco. So, number one, I did not wake up to my alarm because we were supposed to leave at like 3 in the morning. I did not wake up to my alarm. For those who don't know, Cy had come in early to visit San Francisco for a couple days, so they were sleeping at my house. And I did not wake up to my alarm. And Cy didn't set one, but they woke up at like 4:30 in the morning. And I woke up to them opening my door and I was like, "What's up?" And they just look at me and just go, "Hey, it's 4:30. Were we supposed to leave by now?" And I was like, "Oh, shit." And I, like, because I just clear out, did not wake up. So, I threw the last of my stuff together. We threw everything in the car. We started our drive down. The drive down was pretty boring. I mean, it's Highway 5. That's about the best you'll get. So, you know, it was a good, you know, 7-hour, 8-hour drive down. And around 1, 2 p.m., we finally hit L.A., where we had lunch with Luke from Thirst Project. One of the best people I know. Absolutely love the guy. But yeah, we got to hang out, have lunch with him, chatted with him a bit. And then we got back in our car. We continued to drive down to San Diego. And we hit San Diego, I want to say, around 5, 6 p.m.-ish. We all got into the Airbnb, hung out a bit, just chilled out, unpacked. Everyone grabbed their sleeping spaces. And I was on the couch, as usual, because we didn't have enough rooms. But, yeah, everything was
always
smooth.
Either end up. You either end up with the couch or the floor.
Yeah, I mean, okay, listen, because, like, my whole thing is, like, if, regardless of, like, you know, what's going on, I'm, like, the last person who will kick somebody out of the room in an Airbnb. Like...
Hear me out, though. This is gonna sound weird as fuck, okay? I would much rather sleep on the kitchen counter than on either on the floor or on the couch.
You see, that's right? Fair. That doesn't
that
sound
weird. That sounds weird as hell.
No, because I get it. I would do the same, if I'm being real. Like...
Just give me a sleeping bag up there, we're good.
Yeah, like, if I didn't want to be judged, I wouldn't say that, like, you know, in an Airbnb with people. But, like, I would do the same thing.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem. I'm 6'1". That doesn't really... Like,
I'll tell you this. The counter we had at ours would have worked perfectly. There was this giant island in the center, 7 feet long, easy.
Yeah, I would have. That's not the issue. It's not the problem of fitting, but, like, you take up the entire space.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
You can't use that counter, you know.
Yeah, that's how it goes. But, yeah, so I ended up sleeping on the couch, which, like, wrecked my back for the entire week. I was... Unfortunately, since my camera got stolen, I don't have the vlog, but...
That shit is stupid.
Yeah, it's really annoying that my camera got stolen, but we'll get to that. If I had any of the vlog footage, you guys would have been seeing, like, just how in pain I was the entire week. My back was not feeling good. But, yeah, we got, like, to our sleeping arrangements. I went and picked up Reborn and Swift from the airport. And then the next day, we all went down to San Diego proper and got our badges. And then we hung out, grabbed some drinks, some food. And I don't think we did anything else that Thursday. I think we mostly just went back to the Airbnb. Oh, yeah, no, I remember. I didn't get much sleep Wednesday night either, so Thursday, when we got back to the Airbnb around 1, 2 p.m., I passed the hell out. And I wasn't even sitting on a couch or anything. I was sitting in a chair, and I clocked out. Apparently, half the friends of my Airbnb were just kind of, like, looking at me. They were like, is he okay? Because I was, like, I looked uncomfortable, but I'm kind of like a dog in the sense that I could sleep in whatever fucking position. And this is where the start of us nearly getting evicted from our Airbnb begins. So, I was asleep, so I was unaware of this. But our Airbnb, like most places, had a rule. And that rule was basically just like, you know, any guests who come over must be approved by the host. Which is like, you know, it's fair. They don't want parties to happen. They don't want all this, like, random stuff to happen. And I get it. But I was asleep. And nobody checked with me on it. So, I was passed out, and apparently some people came over. And our Airbnb had a Ring doorbell outside. So, our host, she could clearly see this person come in. Or these two people come in. And I was completely unaware of it until the next morning, Friday morning, while I'm at the convention. And I get a call from the host.
Oh, God.
Now, this was pretty terrifying. Because I'm like, okay, the host is calling me. Hopefully nothing's going wrong. And I answer the phone. I'm like, hey, what's up, whatever her name was. And she just goes, hey, I just wanted to let you know that according to the rules, like, you know, you do have to approve all prior guests with me. And I was like, yeah, I know. Did something happen? And she's like, yeah, you had people over yesterday. I was like, oh, I was asleep. I was completely unaware of that. I'm sorry. And she's like, she's not happy, understandably. Which is like, you know, I get it, but, you know, she was understanding because we did a little bit of the housework the day we came in. Not the housework, but, like, you know, the trash had missed their pickup and, like, they were supposed to do a pickup that, like, Friday morning. And she was like, I'll drop by to bring out the cans. And I told her, like, no, we can handle it. And we did. So that was that. So I think we got a little extra leeway because that. And, like, I apologize and everything. And we went through the convention Friday. I met up with a bunch of people from last year and everything. Actually, one of the cool things, which you guys will remember, I got to meet up with Eden, Pikachu Lou, from an earlier episode on Camel for iPad. So yeah, we got to meet up with her, and we did an escape room with her, which was really fun.
Escape room.
It was fun. Fucking Albert screwed us, though. And if you're wondering who Albert is, he's a 10-year-old boy. Now, here's the context for that. This escape room was basically like solving your grandfather's murder. Because, you know, you got framed for it. Now, the dumbass thing about it was, like, apparently you had to figure out who killed your parents 10 years earlier. Now, Albert killed your grandfather. And at the time, he was 24. But, you know, if you trace back to when your parents died 14 years earlier, he was 10. And apparently he killed your parents in a car accident. God knows how that worked. But anyways. Yeah, so that
what
was...
happened? You know what happened? Yeah. He threw a flashbang in the front part of the seat over the dashboard.
Just threw a hand grenade. Jumped out
the car. Just goes off, and they hit another driver head on, and boom, killed them both.
Yep, bro, just got a flashbang somehow in 1974.
No, there were flashbangs back then.
Not readily available for children.
This is America.
Oh God. But yeah, so that was fun. You know, the rest of the convention was also pretty uneventful. It was all like pretty nice. I got to network. Oh, I met with a really cool person who I had apparently seen before on TikTok. This was Friday. I was just going up the escalator, and this girl was behind me. Her name is why do I keep forgetting? Moronic Mouse is her Twitch and TikTok handle. But she's apparently in the escalator behind me, and I was just going up. And I was going up with a couple people, and, you know, we got to the side of the escalator once we got up there because we were figuring out where to go, like, towards Artist Alley and everything. And I hear someone call across the hall and just goes, "Hey, I like your wings," because I was wearing cosplay. And I turned around, and I clocked her as the one who said it. And I was like, hey, thanks, appreciate it. And I got, like, dragged away because, like, we were all still moving. So I didn't get to, like, stop or anything. But I did clock her as the one who said it. And what was really ironic is I had seen her on TikTok, I think, a couple times before, because she looked very familiar to me. But it was even funnier because later that night, one of her Twitter posts, like, scrolled across my feed randomly. So I was just like, "Hey, it's you," which was really funny. Right. But yeah. Yeah, she's cool, though. The rest of the con was pretty uneventful for the most part. Monday, Reborn went home, so we said bye to him on that day. Tuesday, we all went to, like, a Japanese garden. Oh, there was another funny thing. We had a couple other friends at the convention, and, you know, their Airbnb ended on Monday because they were flying out later that night, so we picked them up for the day. We were going to hang out with them and everything. And what's really funny is we picked them up Monday. And, you know, they all get in the car and everything, and we're hanging out. We're going to drop them all off at the airport later. We're actually on the way to drop one of them off at a train station right now, because they have a train at noon. And then we're going to drop the other two off later. But while I'm driving, one of them in the back seat just goes, "Hey, didn't you mess something up?" to one of the others back there. And he just kind of turns to me and just goes, "So, yeah, I booked my flight wrong. My flight leaves tomorrow night instead of tonight, and their Airbnb has ended." So I I immediately grab my phone. Like, I pull the car over, I grab my phone, I'm just like, "All right, I gotta text the host." So I text our host and I'm like, "Hey, I've got a friend, they don't have anywhere to stay, their flight is not till tomorrow due to some accidents. Can they stay over at the Airbnb?" And a host thankfully was like, "Yes," but that was the whole thing there. So he ended up staying overnight at the Airbnb. It was great. I had a lovely conversation on the phone with his mother. So, yeah, that was the whole thing. And then, yeah, the trip was pretty much ending after that.
No, you can't just roll over that. You cannot just roll over that.
Roll over what?
I had a nice conversation with his mother.
Okay, okay. We'll go back. We'll go back. There's actually there's one other thing that I forgot.
Say it that sly with the smile in your mouth and go, oh yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
How did you know I was smiling? But here's the thing. I skipped over one thing from Saturday, too. Saturday, those two people from Thursday actually, or one of the two people from Thursday actually came back over to the Airbnb with one of our friends. And I got another upset phone call Saturday night after the TwitchCon party. So we did nearly get evicted from Airbnb. She was like, hey, normally I'd kick people out by now, but, like, you're on thin ice. And I was like, thank God.
You're on fucking thin ice. You would have had to get a hotel, and that would have sucked.
Well, we would have had to get some for all seven of us.
Yeah.
Because we still had days until everyone's flights were set. So it'd be like,
and most Airbnbs don't they you have to plan like a week in advance, so
you have to do that, but you don't necessarily have to do a week in advance, just like is something open. But they also cost ridiculous amounts. Like it, at that point it would have been cheaper for all of us just get like a single hotel room and then just all split the cost. Or like two hotel rooms pretty and split much. The cost. Because it was gonna be a disaster. So I'm extremely grateful she didn't kick us out. But yeah, no. So back to the phone call with his mother. For context, I can say this because it's in a video out there. The person I'm referring to is That Dark Phoenix. Absolutely awesome person. I love him. But he booked his flights wrong by mistake. And we were just vibing. And you know, I had gone to the convention center to see if I could find my camera. Speaking of, I forgot to mention that part. My camera got stolen. And if you're wondering how, not even I know. Because all I know is Sunday, the last day of the convention, I had my camera in like the last 45 minutes. And somehow in that last 45 minutes, it got separated from me and somebody took it.
Where did you keep it?
I kept it up in my suit pocket right here. But here's the wild thing. When I reached up there, only the case was there. So
where did you have it beforehand? Where was the last thing you filmed that you remember? That's the thing.
I don't know. Because the thing is, I know 45 minutes before the convention shut down, I had it. And exactly where we went is I had it walking up into Artist Alley. And from Artist Alley, Reborn, Psy, Whirly, and myself all got ready to head down. And I remembered having it at that point.
Did you buy something in the alley?
Nope. Not that time. But I went back to that booth and checked. Because this is the whole mess, right? So, we left the Artist Alley. We took the stairs down since the escalators were a mess of crowds. And also, they were only letting certain people on for weight limits and everything.
Like, I'm just trying to think of a place that you would be standing, like, stationary. For someone. That would be the only time someone would be able to grab it. That and get away with it.
Well, we'll get there. Because here's the thing. We took the stairwell down. I basically gave Reborn and Psy one of my posters that I had bought earlier in the day. And, like, they took the poster back to the Airbnb because I was going to go with Swift Dark and a bunch of their friends to an arcade. And we're walking outside the convention center, and that's when I realized the camera is missing. So we all sat down in a little area with, like, Swift and them for a minute, and I don't know if I had the camera on me at this point. I don't think I did. But we all exit the convention center, and as we're going out, I go to grab the camera because I wanted to vlog a bit more. And I grab the case, and the case does not have the camera in it. So immediately I realize this, and I panic. I'm not going to go into detail on what it was, but there was a very important piece of film on that camera that meant a lot to me. So unfortunately that's gone, but I panicked. I ran back to the entrance of the convention center. I was like, yo, I know the convention closes in like 20 minutes. Can I get in to go look for my camera that I cannot find? And they're like, yeah, you're good. So I go back in. I tell Swift to take everybody down to my car, cause we're going to leave all of our stuff in there before we go to the arcade. And I'm like sprinting through the convention center in these last 20 minutes. And, like, you know, I run up to Artist Alley to the last booth I was there. It's not there. The artist doesn't remember having seen it. So if I left it there by mistake while I was waiting for whoever was buying some, someone probably just swiped before the artist saw it. But then I run back to the last two known booths I was at, which was Streamlabs and a booth I can't remember. But I sprint over to Streamlabs. I look around the area. I can't find it. I talk to the booth attendees. I'm like, they're like, no one's turned anything in. And then I go to all like the lost and found desks for the actual convention center. They're like, no one's turned anything in. So it's looking like my camera's gone. I sprint up to Artist Alley one more time just to take a quick look around all the booths as people are shutting down. Couldn't find it. And then I remember there was one last booth I had not checked with. So I sprint back down the escalator. I miss a step, end up falling down the last six steps of the escalator in front of a ton of people, which was really embarrassing. And then, yeah, it's a whole mess. Listen, I was stressed. But, yeah, unfortunately, camera's gone. It looks like somebody just stole it, which is, you know, unfortunate, but oh well.
Yeah.
I also don't know why someone would want to steal it. It's like a $300 camera. And it's little. But its only purpose is literally just video. It doesn't look like much unless you know exactly what it is.
Well, you're at a TwitchCon and convention center. Probably someone knew what it was.
I mean, yeah, but like, it's not your typical vlogging camera that you see around.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen anybody else with one.
Right.
So, like, for those who are wondering, it's an Osmo Pocket, DJI Osmo Pocket 2. Which, you know, some people will know, but, like, I've never personally seen one at a TwitchCon, so, I mean, I don't know that many people know what it is. And it doesn't look like much. It's, like, it's maybe 5 inches long. Like, it's no bigger than my hand.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look like much. But, yeah, there was that. Now, back to the phone conversation with Dark's mother. so I go to the convention center to look for my camera on Monday, and everyone's back at the Airbnb. Dark falls asleep. And then he wakes up to some missed calls from his mother. So Dark calls her back and explains, like, you know, what's happening. Because, you know, all Dark had told her at that point was that he could not fly back in Monday and that his flight was wrong. So he talks to his mother, and I'm chilling over on the table, like, not really paying attention to the conversation. And then I guess Dark hangs up the phone with his mother and just looks at me and just goes, "Hey, Lucy, you're going to get a call from a random white woman. That's my mother." And immediately I'm just like, huh? Like, I have zero idea this is happening. I'm just like, okay, cool, that's fine. So I'm like, as y'all know, like, online, I definitely, like, seem to be a bit more of a loose cannon. Everybody at TwitchCon can vouch for this. I'm much more of, like, the parent friend and, like, you know, more of the, you know, I'm gonna make sure everybody's safe sort of thing. Not the parent friend. I'm more so, like, the guardian friend. Like, you know, I'm gonna make sure everyone's safe. I, like, if there's kind of a moment where I have a friend or, like, someone I know who's not, like, you know, safe or not, like, doesn't have a place to stay, I'm gonna make damn sure I can get them to a safe place, and I'm gonna make sure I can get them home safe. And I'm one of those people in real life. So, Dark's mother calls me, and I'm already doing this nervous pace around, you know, the Airbnb. Because I'm sitting here thinking, like, okay, great. Dark's in my care now, his mother doesn't even know who I am. And I'm just pacing. I'm just like, oh, Jesus. So the phone conversation basically goes like this. "Hi, this is Dark's mother." And doesn't obviously say that. But, like, you know, does that whole thing. And it's a whole like, conversation. But, like, you know, I'm chatting with her, and she's asking me things like, you know, oh, how old are you? Like, you know, how long have you known my kid? And I'm like, I've known him about a year. I'm 23, and Dark's mother is, like, you know, obviously worried. And I'm like, "Dang, don't worry about it. I've got like a sibling right around his age. Like, I get it. Trust me. I understand. You know, I understand the whole thing." And yeah, it's a whole thing. But, like, we got Dark home safe. That's the important part. And then the TwitchCon vacation pretty much wrapped up without a hitch.
There you go.
Yeah. It was all well and good. But it was a very interesting time, and I'm hoping next year goes about 10 times more smoothly, because this one was, by God, a disaster. But yeah.
Anyways, there you go.
How was surviving Hurricane Milton?
So, let me tell you something. This threw a fucking... not as much as a wrench as other people, honestly. I'm very grateful for, you know, what happened to me during the storm instead of some other people. We'll get into that. But I'm trying to get a job right now.
All right. I was going to say, jobs. Job hunting isn't really that good in the middle of, you know, hurricane fuck.
So, as I'm in the interview for Dunkin' Donuts, and I'll fucking say it. I'll straight up say it. All right. Because they had a problem with they didn't hire me, and they had a problem with the fact that I worked at night job, all right?
Yeah.
And that I would be working morning shifts, right?
Why?
I'm like, she's like, every time, 100% of the time that we do this, they don't show up for morning shifts. They don't, and it doesn't last very long. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Whatever you say. So that happens right after I get out of this. My phone blows up, and it's like, Herc, there's, you're dying. There's the, you're dead. You get out. There's a storm coming.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean there's a storm coming? Because I'm going to let you in on a little secret, guys. 90% of Floridians do not know a hurricane's coming until, like, I don't know, maybe a week before it.
Yeah. I mean, that's also sound just like that's like any time a hurricane's coming anywhere, to be honest. They don't really warn you guys until it's like, hey, a week out, you know, our predictions are pretty solid. Good fucking luck.
Yeah, pretty much. So I'm like, okay, well, there's a hurricane coming. I guess it'll be here. Okay. Actually, sorry. That would be the first alert. It was Monday. The hurricane came on Wednesday. It started on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was at home doing hurricane watch this whole week, so I was up every night.
Yeah, so pretty much I was running like a chicken without its head between Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, between my grandmother's, you know, putting up their shutters, doing all this, doing all that, right?
Making sure everyone's safe.
Trying to get everyone set up, right? And then the storm comes. Comes a storm on Wednesday. I actually have video of this. I'll send it to you, Lucy, if you want to put it in.
I think
there's one video. Yeah, but I don't want you to put in that video. That's literally a security footage right outside my house.
Yeah, no, never mind that. Let me just dox my co-host.
I'll send you the ones off my back porch. How about that?
The back porch works. You guys don't get to know where my co-host lives today.
Unless you're a GeoGuessr guy, I'll be all right.
That one guy solves locations in like half a minute or half a second.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it was just, for me, it was just a bunch of rain and wind. The worst part about it was, or the worst time of it was like around 9:30 to 10:30. Originally, I was about to get fucked. I sent Lucy a message, Tuesday.
Yeah. The
initial path of the hurricane, the eye was going to pass over my house. Yeah. I was like...
you were going to get
okay.
killed.
Okay. Meanwhile, let me keep this in mind. My phone... Okay, at the beginning of Wednesday, okay, I woke up at 7 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
I had already had 2 missed calls.
Oh, dear God.
But one from my aunt at 4 in the morning and another from my grandmother. And I'm like, guys.
The hurricane's not here yet. Calm down.
And they call, and then I answer the phone and I'm like, or sorry, this was the day before. The day before the hurricane. Not even, this was Tuesday.
Oh, so the hurricane's not even like close yet.
And then, so I call my grandmother first and she's like, hi. You know, a hurricane's coming, right? I'm like,
Yeah, I know.
And she's like, so are you guys getting ready to leave? And I'm like, no, we're staying right here. And she's like, why? And I'm like,
why?
Because I live here and this is my house. And he's like, yeah, but you gotta evacuate. And I'm like, no.
You weren't even in an evacuation zone.
I was, but like I wasn't one of the required people to evacuate.
Oh, okay.
The evacuate, so
it was
like
recommended here, for you, but like not mandatory.
Yes, the mandatory evacuation was for people in mobile homes and RVs.
Gotcha.
Yes, and well, you'll find out why towards the end of the story. We got to... So, yeah, I was like, yeah, it's not exactly easy to just evacuate. And she's like, well, I could have sent for you to come out, right, and everything. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll leave. No problem. I guess fuck my dad and my two dogs, I guess.
Yeah, literally.
It's like, I guess they don't exist, but that's okay.
Yeah. Like, nah.
So, you know, I had to, I was like, listen, we'll be fine. I'm not gonna die. Please stop watching the news. They're fear-mongering you. It is not gonna be a 230-mile hurricane by the time it gets here.
Okay? I was gonna say, like, people were flipping out. I saw the whole thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, this might be the first Category 6. And I'm like, no, no.
No, it's not.
Like, there is no Category 6.
It's the fourth strongest hurricane of all time. Okay, it's not even the biggest.
I was gonna say, Category 6, it would have to be larger than the worst hurricane ever to hit the planet.
Which, good luck, because that one killed 22,000 people in 1780. Good luck with that.
Like 200 years ago.
Yeah. To calm my aunt down as well. Told everyone, chilled the hell out. Everything's fine. I actually never lost power. Here's the crazy part. I never lost power. I never lost internet.
I was going to say, you were pretty much completely fine.
Yeah, just a lot of loud noises, pretty much.
Yeah.
And to tell you how lucky my house was, okay? So the way my neighborhoods work here, right, is like you live in a neighborhood, right, that has like a main road, right? And then off that main road, you have subdivisions, right? And think of it like half a mile of road that's in like a loop somehow, and maybe there's a cul-de-sac side of it, right?
Yeah, you're kind of like in the same type of area.
Houses. Right, right, right. It's all kind of like divided between different areas, right? My subdivision was the only subdivision to have power within 30 miles at one point.
Damn, bro. Also, I gotta say, like, at night, that type of shit is freaky. I've had that in my neighborhood where, like, my area had power, but the entire city around me was, like, black.
We're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to that part, because I almost died.
Oh, twice. Dear God.
It wasn't the hurricane that was gonna kill me. It was the people who experienced the hurricane after the hurricane that almost killed me.
Yep,
we'll get into it. I get through it. All my friends are out of power in some shape, way, or form. And some have lost unfortunately, houses. Yeah, I was about to say, I'm just about to talk about that. Unfortunately, one of my friend, Mike, he lost everything. Pretty much his whole house is gone.
By the way, for those listening to the YouTube version, the GoFundMe will be linked in the description below.
Yes, I think there is a way that we can link it in
Spotify.
Yeah,
it'll be linked on all versions if we can figure it out.
Yeah, if I can figure it out. But yeah, it's not. Of course, if we don't require to donate, but if you can, don't share the link around, then maybe it can get to some people who can. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got back. I woke up the next morning. Right, and it was just a bunch of cleanup, and go to my grandmother's house, give her the generator, because she doesn't have power, right? I'm like, okay, gotta give her power. I mean, at least a little bit of power, because she has cable internet, so because the power's out, she's not gonna have cable.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
So, did all that. Then we got to... This is the part where I almost died. I went into work. So, Thursday was just a bunch of cleanup. Friday, I went back to work. It was completely dead. I maybe made 30 orders the whole night. Maybe. We had a limited menu. Everything. I was the only cook, actually, that was working that day.
Yep.
and everyone else was either was a food runner and a prep worker and a manager working the line with me, right? And then on the way home, on the way to work, I got to take a highway, right?
Yeah.
So I got to take the interstate. So I'm on the interstate, about to get off, right? And the interstate is about to go from 3 lanes to 4. A fourth lane is about to open on the right-hand side because there's an exit, right? Okay. So I'm driving next to a car, a car trailer, right? The thing to toast cars, yeah. Right? Up in the rack, right? And the fourth lane is coming up. So I'm like, okay, I'm about to merge into the fourth lane. Nope. It is time to go right now and get run off the road. Because he just doesn't see me, and he just goes, yep, we're merging. We're just going to merge. And I'm like, oh, okay. My car is big. It's not that big.
I was going to say, I love idiots who drive large vehicles. It's crazy.
Yep, and he expected me to get all mad and shit, and I was like, and I drove, sped off, ran off the road a little bit. I drove into the grass about 80 miles an hour, but somehow managed to speed up a little bit, got past them. Managed to keep all my two hubcaps that are still on my car. I don't know how that happened.
Nice.
They should have went flying. But, yeah. And I was like, it's okay. It's fine. You didn't see me. Nothing we can really do. I'm not dead. So.
Nobody's dead.
We move on. But going home from work, this guy is just a fucking idiot, okay? If you don't know how to... I'm just going to just put this huge disclaimer. If you do not know how to drive when the lights are out, okay? When traffic lights are out...
I hate people who do that.
Stay home.
Yeah.
Do not fucking drive.
I hate people who do that.
Mind you, it's 12:30 at night. I'm on, like, a main road, but there are no street lights or no lights anywhere because there's no power.
Yeah, the entire place anywhere. Is
out. Okay, so we're getting up to an intersection, right? I get up to an intersection, so start to slow down, right?
Yep.
Because it's a four-way stop when the lights are out. Everyone understands like that, right? Sign. We all treat it like a stop sign, right?
Yeah,
that's you don't how it's blow supposed to do. Through it. Because this is the busier part of the street. No.
Even if it's not a busy street, you don't blow through it. You can't see.
Exactly. Okay, great. So then, why, when I'm hitting the brakes and about to come to a complete stop, do I see these bright-ass LEDs getting really close to me really fast? Matter of fact, the Ram to the Ram 250, 2500, excuse me. One of the newer models.
Of course.
Coming at me at 55 miles an hour. I heard his brakes lock up. I floored it. And I said, no. You're locking up. You're not. If you're locking up, that's too late. You brake too late.
Yeah.
I floored it. He missed me by maybe 2 feet.
Yeah. No, fuck that.
Maybe 2 feet.
Dude, I genuinely hate people who don't know how to, like, drive during emergencies. Because I'll tell you this right now. Like, I don't think this was this past year. It was the year before. But, like, we had a really long winter season over in California, for those who remember. Like, our winter season lasted to July 4th. Like, that's how long it went. And, of course, that season brought the worst rainfall that the city has seen in years. I'm talking, like, my downtown was under 2 or 3 feet of water. Like, every street was underwater. The drains were backing up. Water was everywhere. And, you know, everything was flooding. Like, that was how it is. And, like, you know, it doesn't sound that bad, you know, for a lot of people. But, like, I think what people forget is that San Francisco is a city of hills. So, that water doesn't run off anywhere. It gets stuck. And that was the downside. But, like, this is probably one of the worst days we had. You know, we had a bunch of times where, like, parking lots flooded and everything. And it was 2 years ago, I think about it. But we had a day where the rain was so bad that it knocked out the entire San Francisco power grid. I'm talking city of a million Jesus. People. The power grid just goes down. And there's nothing anybody can do. it took like hours for it to be restored, like, understandably.
Oh yeah.
But it was like it took like, I think, almost 10-12 hours for it to be restored. But it goes down around 4:30 p.m., right? And I'm at work when it goes down. And one thing to note about my company is the only thing we will close for is the apocalypse. And we might not even close then. So power goes out. Hey.
For a little side note, to tell you how serious we took this hurricane,
Waffle House closed.
Close.
Yeah, I
Waffle
saw that.
House closed.
Dude, that was signaling end times for me. I was like, oh shit, dude. If Waffle House shuts down...
They were the first person to open, and they became a little grocery store for a minute.
Yeah. But yeah, so like,
appreciate
if,
that.
If y'all need to if y'all want to like rank California and stuff the same way, my store is basically the West Coast Waffle House, if that like says anything. We will shut down for fuck all, except for maybe the apocalypse.
Pretty much.
I bet you're wondering, like, you know, a lot of you are just like, but Lucy, you work retail. How did you not shut down with the power out? I'll tell you. We did every transaction and everything by hand on paper. The old ways.
Jesus.
We have like designated crash kits for this shit. So we did that, right. You know, for 3 hours until we closed. And after we closed, we were just like, all right, cool. We'll deal with the rest of it in the mornings. That's all we can do. And so we did. And now here's where shit hits the fan. On my way home, you know, I drive through one of, like, the main city avenues and everything. And, you know, as I noted earlier, the entire city's power grid is gone. Like, there is nothing. So I'm basically driving in a void of just pitch black with my headlights and the headlights of whatever other cars are on the road at this point. And, you know, it's kind of terrifying because I can look out and see power across the bay, but, like, you know, I can see, like, blackened buildings downtown. And one of the most terrifying things about this is the amount of idiots that I saw run red lights or run just the lights at this time because there were no power to the lights. And one of them nearly killed me. This was probably when I was like maybe 10 minutes from my house. Like, I'd gotten through most of the city in like total pitch black. And like, as I'm about 10 minutes from my house, I'm coming up one of the main roadways, and this dude just blows through this red light, like stop sign, this red light. Now, the thing is I stopped and I was going to go. And as I'm going, this dude just comes up. Headlights are on minimal, by the way, so I barely saw him in time. He didn't have his brights on, which is what you're supposed to do when your city doesn't have power. But...
Wrong.
Huh?
Wrong. You never use your brights even if your city does not have power.
I'm pretty sure our law says differently.
Really?
I won't lie. Let me check.
I won't lie. You don't have time to check because it's three.
I see the time. 12. Hang on.
Yeah. Yeah. But even if that is true, that is the dumbest fucking law I've ever heard. I don't think people understand like how hard it is for people with astigmatisms to see with like normal people's brights. Now we're going to account for new LED 2024 brights in my eyes?
No, I'm not talking about the LEDs.
Yeah.
No, that it's a law for older headlights. LEDs.
Older headlights.
Not LEDs. Because my car doesn't have LEDs. So the thing is like, I need brights on because the thing in my city is like, when rainfall happens, we get shit ton amounts of fog. And you're not supposed to drive in fog with your brights on.
No.
Now, the thing is, when the city is out of power and covered in fog, you can't see fuck all with your low beams. Like, you could, like, by the time you see something in your way, you'll have maybe 5 feet to react without your high beams.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. With the fog being as dense as it was and it raining, this guy's low beams, he had older model headlights. I could not see his car. So I'm going through the intersection, and all of a sudden, I just see low beams appear out of the fog. And that guy...
You're like, hello. Well,
the thing is, the low beams being there meant that guy was maybe 10 feet from hitting me. Yeah. So I, like, this was probably the dumbest thing I've ever done, by the way. Like, do not react to this if this ever happens to you. But I immediately swerved my wheel to the left to avoid him hitting me. Now, if there was somebody to my left, I would have hit them. But this guy blew through that fucking stoplight maybe 40 miles an hour. So not, you know, going breakneck speeds fast, but fast enough to kill somebody if he hits somebody. Yeah. So I like I swerve my wheel to the left, you know, blocking the other lane. And the guy narrowly misses me, but like it was wild. Now, Oof is right. A lot of places you never drive with your high beams on anywhere unless it's like a desolate road. But I
even on a desolate, that's honestly the most important ones. The ones where it's like it's a two lane road, right? With one way traffic each way.
Well, where there's no other cars.
Do not fucking put your brights on. No, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, bro. You can't see because hear me out. If someone has a drive through or driveway, right?
That's true.
You can't see their lights half the time of their lights peeking out. That's unless true. You are somewhat beside them, right?
Yeah.
So you are just blinding them coming down, coming out of the intersection. So no.
That is fair, actually.
The only time you should have your bright... there's, like, very, very few situations. It's like, you can't have cars within, like, 500 feet or something like that.
That's what I mean. Like, you know, desolate road, middle of nowhere, interstate type shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I mean when I say desolate road. I don't mean, like, you know, desolate road in your city. I mean, like, you know... Say you're driving in the middle of fucking Arizona and you're 60 miles from the nearest city. That's like the appropriate time. But like, yeah. And if you have LEDs as headlights, you should never use your brights at all. Because just specifically fuck you. I hate people who do that.
Specifically fuck you. Like, I love LEDs. They're great for the driver.
They're great for the driver. They're horrible for the others, like me. Like, I can't see when LEDs flashbang me on the road.
It's funny. It's like the car market right now. Ready? This is how the safety of cars works right now, of the newer cars. Okay, ready? Small car bad because small car unsafe, okay? So you need to buy big car. The big car is unsafe for small car people and also people who don't have car.
Yeah.
So don't buy as many big cars.
Yeah.
But small car still unsafe.
Yeah. It's crazy. I think the worst thing as well is like the amount of people out there who are like, oh yeah, like I want LED headlights. I, you know, like, there was this friend I had a while back in high school and he was like, oh yeah, you know, I would get like, you know, a car with like, you know, a whole roof rack of LEDs and I'd be using that. And I'm like, A, you'd go to jail for using that in the city. And B,
correct.
Like, don't be anywhere, a fucking asshole. Pretty much. But we are out of time because I have, like, an interview to get to at 12:30, and it's currently 12:12.
All righty, man.
But, yeah. So we do hope you guys enjoyed the short episode, and we will be seeing you all on Halloween for our Halloween special. But, yeah. Other than that, I don't really have anything else. You got anything
else? That's about it. No? I'll wrap it up.
We'll get to Life is Strange next episode. But we do hope you guys enjoyed. Check out the GoFundMe in the description to help out one of our friends. And I do hope you all enjoyed this episode. And we will see you all in the next one. Check us out on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, and the Amazon device that I can't say because it's currently behind me with a timer running. And yeah, have a great rest of your days, nights, whatever time it may be. Peace out, everybody.
Bye.